If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. My, what a joy to greet you on this Lord's Day. I trust that you're enjoying the blessings of God in your own life and in your own home and in your family today. The days of August thus far have been outstanding days. In fact, the summer months of 1972 have been among the very best months in the history of Worth Baptist Church. This summer, we have been experiencing a great revival. The month of August is Spiritual Renewal Month. And today, August 20th, is This Is Your Mission Day. We invite you and your family to come and share the blessings of God with us in this time of revival and spiritual refreshing from the Lord. Do you feel in your own life this morning that you need a spiritual renewal? Then I believe you can find it if you'll come and visit with us today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. In our Sunday school, we are surveying the entire Bible. Today, we survey the book of Zephaniah, one of the minor prophets, and we believe it will be a blessing to you and to your family. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly organized and carefully supervised. We have a class for every member of your family, and the only textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible. We study the Word of God throughout the entire Sunday School. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and my message today will be entitled, You and Your Mission. Our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. My message tonight will be one of the continuing messages in the book of Daniel. The message will be entitled, Men, Lions, and Angels. This is Daniel's experience in the den of lions in Daniel chapter 6. We believe this will be interesting and informative and inspiring. So we invite you to come and worship the Lord with us today. Remember, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. Here at Worth Baptist Church, you'll find friendly people. You'll find a spiritual atmosphere in which to worship the Lord. So come today. Bring the whole family to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street, in Fort Worth. And Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Come today and enjoy spiritual renewal in your life through worshiping God in the services of Worth Baptist Church. For those of you who are listening, perhaps for the very first time today, we welcome you to the listening audience and the family of Worth Baptist Hour. We would like to hear from you this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you will write us this week, we will send you free and postpaid one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. Remember to write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christian Possessions. I shall read one verse from the book of Obadiah. It will be verse 17, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for this opportunity to voice the gospel. We thank Thee for this station that carries the message of redeeming grace to this community. We pray today for every person in the listening audience. Indeed, Thou knowest every heart and life and every motive and every heartbeat, and Thou knowest the needs of this listening audience on this summer Sunday. We pray today that the Holy Spirit would direct this message to the hearts where it's needed most. Especially would we pray for those who do not know thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring them to Him today, and bring a blessing to every heart in tune with this radio message in this hour. And bring us revival in the summertime that Christ might be honored, is our prayer in His name, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. The book of Obadiah, verse 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. I speak to you today from the subject, Christian possessions. The Christian life is the greatest life in all the world. It begins the moment a person trusts Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." At this new birth, Jesus Christ lives in the heart of the individual. The Holy Spirit comes in to abide with the believer all the days of his life. So there is no other life like the Christian life. No other life is so rich and so rewarding. No other life is so wonderful in time and so good for eternity. I'd rather be an old-time Christian today than anything I know. I'd rather have Christ as my Savior and my name written on the Lamb's Book of Life and the Holy Spirit is my companion, and heaven is my home, than to have a deed to this world. For you see, beloved, everything in this world, your money, your wealth, your home, your car, your stocks and bonds, all the riches, all the gold, all the silver, everything in this world will decay. It's deteriorating moment by moment. These things are temporal. These things are passing. These things will soon fade away. But that which is laid up for the believer is eternal, and it shall never but never pass away. There's no joy like the Christian's joy. There is no happiness like the Christian's happiness. And there are no possessions like the Christian's possessions. I want to speak to you about some of those possessions in my message today, Christian possessions. In the first place, I would have you to observe that the Christian possesses a life which can never be destroyed. Jesus said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We read in John 5:24 from the lips of the Savior, "He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." I speak to you today about a life that can never diminish, a life that can never be destroyed. Jesus put it this way in John chapter 10 at verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." You see, beloved, if a person is saved, truly born again, if a person knows the Lord Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior, he is saved forever. Paul put it this way in Romans chapter 8, at verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or nakedness, or famine, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things it is written, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 at verse 12, "I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep all that I've committed unto Him against that day." In Philippians chapter 1 at verse 6, Paul said, "I am persuaded that He who hath begun a good work in you is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In the book of Jude, verse 24, we read, "Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever." The life that the Lord Jesus Christ gives is eternal life. Jesus does not give any other kind of life. His life is everlasting, and he imparts his life to everyone who will believe on him as their own personal Savior. So, the Christian's possession is a life that can never, but never, be destroyed. Another of the Christian's possessions is a relationship which can never be broken. Just what is the Christian's relationship to Christ? In Galatians 3:26, Paul says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Our relationship to God is that of Father and Son. In John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, we read, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." What a joy! What a sense of satisfaction and security to know that we have a relationship that can never be broken. Now, a believer can break his fellowship with God, but a believer can never break that relationship. Paul says in Romans 8:14, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." You and I today as Christians, as believers, have this relationship. God is our Father, and we are His sons. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, Paul says, "The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." The Word of God is eternally true. The principles of God can never be altered. The truth of God never changes. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. No wonder the psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name." That relationship can be yours today. If you are not a Christian, you can be saved. There is but one way for you to be saved, and that is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." I read in Acts chapter 4 at verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There is but one way to heaven. There is but one ladder that's tall enough to reach the glory world, and that is in the shape of a cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross to bring you into the right relationship with His Father. You can have that relationship in the twinkling of an eye. You can have it this moment, as you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Remember what we said from John chapter 1? "He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." I trust that this moment, if you're unsaved, you will come into that right relationship with God by your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then another of the Christian's possessions is a righteousness which nothing can tarnish. Paul declares in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 at verse 21, "For he hath made him," that is Christ, "to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." You see, God imputes the righteousness of himself and the righteousness of His Son to every person who believes. In your own state of affairs today, in your own status today without Christ, your righteousness is as filthy rags in God's sight. The very best that you can do is not good enough. Jesus Christ died on the cross. There He bore your sins in His own body on the tree. There He suffered the judgment of Almighty God for you. There he interposed his precious blood in your behalf. There he died that you might live. There he gave all that he had that you might enjoy this righteousness that comes only by faith in him. So as a believer, as a child of God, if you're saved today, your righteousness can never be tarnished, for your righteousness is just as pure as the righteousness of Christ. John writes in the third chapter of his first epistle, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he doth appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure." Your righteousness today in your sinful state will not get you to heaven. Your good works will not save you. Paul declares, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he hath saved us." If you would like to have the righteousness of Christ in your heart, if you would like to be crowned with that righteous crown of salvation, you can be by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, even in this moment. There's another possession that I would speak of. The Christian possesses a peace that can never be disturbed. We read in Ephesians chapter 2 at verse 14, "For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let me ask you a very pointed and personal question today. Do you have the peace of God in your heart? Do you know what it is to be saved from sin, to be delivered from death, to be redeemed from ruin? Do you have that deep, settled peace that comes only by knowing Christ is your Savior? You can have it. And you can know precisely what Paul meant when he said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." There is but one way to have peace today. The United Nations cannot give us peace. The disarmament conferences cannot give us peace. The absence of war will not assure us peace. The only way that we can have peace in our hearts is to have Christ there. And the only way that this world can have peace among the nations is for the Prince of Peace to come and rule over the earth from Jerusalem in righteousness and in joy and in equity for all men. This is the only formula for a lasting peace, for Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, to come. There is another possession that the Christian has, and that is an acceptance which no one can question. Paul says in Ephesians 1:6, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." God has accepted us in Christ in spite of our sins. He has accepted us in Christ in spite of our weaknesses, in spite of our rebellion, in spite of our unworthiness. God has accepted us in Christ. God has made us what we are, children of His, because of His marvelous grace that's been extended to us in the person of His Son. And God has accepted us without hesitation. God accepts everyone who will come by faith to trust His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this assures us of another possession, an inheritance which will never fade away. Everything on earth will fade, but we have an inheritance that Peter says is incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. What an inheritance. And then finally, one more Christian possession, a title which can never be disputed. John writes in the Revelation chapter 5 that He has redeemed us out of every kindred and hath made us kings and priests unto God, and we shall reign with Christ upon the earth. What a title! We share in the glory of the kingdom of Christ, for in that day of his millennial reign upon the earth, we shall reign with him as kings and as priests. I'm glad today that I know the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior, and you can know him too. You can know him this moment as you anchor your faith in him. Once again, I remind you of the services today. Remember, August is Spiritual Renewal Month, and today is This Is Your Mission Day. I'll be speaking this morning at 11 o'clock from the subject, You and Your Mission. And tonight, Men, Lions, and Angels. We would like to have you and your family share the blessings of God with us today here at Worth Baptist Church. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.